Well, hello there and welcome to the County Conversation, a podcast featuring employees and subject matter experts in Fairfax County government discussing programs, services, and items of interest to residents of Fairfax County. I'm your host, Jim Person, and today on this edition of the Conversation, I'm chatting with Caitlin Jones, Reston Community Center's box office manager, about the 18-event schedule of the 2025-2026 Professional Touring Artist Series season that opens on September 7th. Seemed like there was a lot of S's in that sentence. Caitlin is here on the podcast with us today. Thank you, Caitlin, for being here, first of all.
Thank you for having me. Oh, absolutely. Pleasure.
Looking forward to the conversation. I'll get my culture on.
Oh, yes. Yes, okay. Absolutely.
All right. Before we get into the arts, the performances, the musical, the comedy, the drama, whatever it is, box office manager, a lot of people think of, you know, shows, they think of the, you know, like the on-stage performances, but there's a lot of logistical stuff that goes on behind the scenes. Is that kind of what box office manager does?
Absolutely. So I handle all of the ticketing and front of house operations. So any show that happens, I'm the person inputting it into our ticketing system, making sure all our seats are correct and we have everything needed to make our shows happen, whether that be just making sure everybody has their tickets correctly. I solve any issue as they come, and I do my best to prevent those. So I like to be the person that hands you the golden ticket to get on the golden train and enjoy.
Okay. Well, that sounds awesome. You mentioned tickets, and we talked about this briefly before we started rolling. Mm-hmm. And I was going to ask you about cost, and you said, well, there's one or two that are free, but there's other costs. So tell me in general about the season this year. Is there a cost for performances?
Yes, there are.
Okay.
They're going to range anywhere between $5 upwards of $60. So it could be anywhere in between that. We do have one event that is free. It's non-ticketed. You just show up and enjoy, and it'll be a movie as well with a talkback.
Oh, okay.
So everything else is at a cost.
Okay. That doesn't happen to be the MLK weekend.
That is a cost. So that is $5 if you're a Reston resident or work in Reston, and $20 if you are outside.
Okay. Interesting point. Talk about that and why there's different fee structures if you live in Reston, something with a special tax district or something.
Yes, absolutely. So Reston Community Center is funded by the Small Tax District number 5. So if you live within that zone, we get money from you and we provide you all of the wonderful services here at RCC, whether that is to come see a performance and come say hi to me, or you want to come down to the aquatics and have a swim, or come to do some wonderful classes or workout things.
Okay. So a lot's going on at Reston Community Center. Before we get into the performing arts series, if you will, tell us about RCC in general.
Sure. So Reston Community Center is a wonderful place. You can come find anything to do whether you want to or not. So you'll come in the door and you're like, oh. Sometimes there's a day I'm like, oh, what's that music? And I see people are line dancing and I'm like, oh, I want to go join over there. Or there's some fun underwater Easter egg hunt happening in the pool. Exactly. You know, there's something for everyone there. Even if you just want to come and listen to a talk back with an author. It's very diverse what we provide.
Yeah.
We do our best.
Okay. Awesome. Well, before we dive into the performances, big announcement, I think, is probably already out there, but Center Stage is no longer called Center Stage.
That is correct. Yes. So we are now the Lila Gordon Theater. Mm. It is a wonderful change and very well done. Lila was our executive director. She worked for Fairfax County for over 40 years.
Wow.
And she was the one who really cultivated what the stage and the arts there should be.
Mm-hmm.
Set the bar, set the tone. So it's only right that we give back to her for what she gave to us.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and I think also with this renaming the Tech Booth.
Yes.
It also has a name now.
Yes, the Tech Booth is now dedicated to Linda Eifert, who also worked for Fairfax County, I believe, over 30 years.
Wow.
So Lila was the person who had the vision for the theater, and Linda was the person who really brought that to fruition.
Okay.
She was the person who was behind the scenes, making sure the lights, the sound, the stage is what she wanted it to look like. So they really worked hand in hand to create what we have.
Okay. So this season that we're talking about, the Professional Touring Artist Series season, has a acronym, I think.
Yes. PTAS.
Yeah.
PTAS.
Yeah, okay. So tell us about PTAS. The season kicks off September 27th. Let's start with that performance, and then we'll maybe cover some of the highlights. So
sure.
What do we kick off with?
We are kicking off with Viet Thanh Nguyen. He is an author. He came here to the U.S. as a refugee after the Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. And it's a wonderful way to start off our season as we have our new executive director, Bibi Nguyen. Mm-hmm. She is also from Vietnam, and they have very similar experiences. So we wanted to do this as a way to honor Bibi's way of starting off the Lila Gordon Theater and honor their lens that we have through our country.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And there's a party, or what you call it?
Yeah, it's a party. You can call it a party, yes.
After the event?
Absolutely. Okay. We're going to party. We're going to party it up. So after Vietan is done, he will also do some book signings, and we will also have some light hors d'oeuvres, and we'll do a toast to the start of our new season.
Okay. And why should folks be interested in attending this one in particular?
I think it's important to always get a view of other people's perspectives, you know. What this country is to me is different than it is to someone else as it is to you. And I think it's important to honor our perspectives and really sit back and reflect and appreciate the differences that we've all gone through.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how much are tickets for this opening event? Do you know right off the top of your head?
It is $40 if you are in Reston and $60 if you are not.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. And I assume they need to get them early because there's limited space.
Yes, there is limited, honey. It might sell out. So our tickets go on sale August 1st. If you are in Reston, that's Reston only, from 4 to 9 in person at our box office. And then they will be online as well as available to people who are outside of Reston on August 8th. And that starts at 9 a.m. at our website, RestonCommunityCenter.com. Okay.
So Reston. Reston folks get first crack at it because of the special tax district and your charter or purpose to serve the Reston
community. Yes.
So keep that in mind and go ahead and get your tickets early, because Caitlin doesn't want a call from you on August 15th saying, I don't have a ticket. How can I get one? And she said, there's not one available.
Like, no, ma'am, you missed it. They say, you're going to have to come sit in the lobby and just hope and pray. Like, yeah. This is what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, cool. Mentioned this earlier, literature, music, dance, film, comedy. Talk to me a little bit about some of the standout performances maybe we can expect this season.
Sure. One that stands out in specific to me is Nubuntu. It's a Zimbabwean a cappella group, and I've been listening to them recently, and they just have such a beautiful tone. It's something that I would listen, and I'm going to paint you a picture. Okay. This is me coming home from a long day. I'm like, okay, I've did all my ticketing stuff. Everybody got their ticket. Life is great, but I'm tired because I did all the work.
That's right.
So I'm lighting a candle. I'm turning my lights down and I'm turning them on and I'm relaxed. I feel very much at peace. I feel like they have such voices that can envelop you to make you feel just truly, you know, calm. It's important to me because I love all genres, but there does come to a time where you have to, like, let me reset.
Right. Just take a breath.
Take a breath. Let's decompress. And I really will look forward to hearing their voices. It's powerful, but calming.
Yeah. And like the first thing that pops into my mind was that Calgon commercial where, you know, Calgon, take me away.
Yeah.
kind of like a lady in a bathtub or something.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
In the bathtub, bubble baths, flowers, you know, that's in my mind. That's what I picture when I listen to their voices. Right. Awesome. It's beautiful.
Well, that may be something our folks would want to take advantage of. And that one is when, you know?
That one is going to be, let me double check for you.
Sure.
It's October 29th at 8 p.m.
Okay. So, again, tickets for all of the shows go on sale August 1st for Reston Community, and then August 8th for the rest of anybody else that would want to come. So, even if it's an October or November performance, you still suggest go ahead and get a ticket as early as you can?
Yes, absolutely, because people are going to come lined up, ready to have how many tickets they want for each show, where they want to sit. So the earlier, the better, so that you can guarantee your spot, because we are such a beautiful, intimate theater. We have 260 seats, so it is easy for it to be good and gone.
Right. So, yeah, that's an intimate environment, but, you know, in the kind of concert venue area, that's not a whole lot of seats. So if you want to go, you better take advantage of it.
Oh, yeah.
Other highlights for the season coming up?
Yes. We also have a comedian, Aparna Nansherla. She is so funny. I was listening to her this morning, actually. She's very existential, and she's kind of like, oh, the dread of life. But It cracks me up. Sometimes you need that to just kind of set yourself up. Like, you know what? Sometimes those are days I go through that too.
Yeah.
She is so funny. She's also going to have an HBO special come out this fall.
Cool.
So I think it'll be a nice preview to see what else she will do.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You don't happen to know if the performance is before the HBO or after or any
she
timing like that?
She definitely has some prior. She has a special, I believe, a portion on Comedy Central for about 30 minutes.
Okay.
And I know she also has one on Netflix. She's a featured comedian on there. Yeah.
Okay. And her performance is when? Do you know?
Her performance is going to be November 8th at 8 p.m.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Speaking of November, how long is the actual season? I mentioned up front it starts September 27th. Mm-hmm. So 18 performances. How long does this go until?
Yeah. So that's going to stretch up until May 30th.
Okay.
That's when our last performance is, September to May.
Okay, so May 30th of 2026.
Yes, doesn't that sound crazy?
Yeah, it's like I had to think about that for a second.
2026.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, this is the 2025-2026 mm-hmm.
Yes.
PTAS, as you call it, mm-hmm. a professional touring artist series season. We are on the County Conversation podcast, and we're talking with Caitlin Jones. She is Reston Community Center's box office manager, and talking about some of the highlights of the season, we mentioned the kickoff event and now a comedian. Any other you want to highlight as something we should look forward to?
Absolutely. I also want to highlight Navidad Flamenca.
Mm-hmm.
That is a special kind of holiday celebration where you're going to learn and listen about the traditions that are held in Spain as well as Puerto Rico.
Oh, okay.
And that's a beautiful sound. It makes me want to dance when I listen to what they're doing over there. And I'm like, you know, holiday kind of music, you get to your regular Christmas jingles. But it's nice to hear something different to refresh your ears in the holiday season.
And before we get to the Martin Luther King Jr. weekend, mm-hmm. any other highlights of the season that you want to promote?
Ooh. There's so many.
Okay.
It's so many. I also would like to highlight American Patchwork Quartet.
Okay.
They have such a beautiful fusion. They go from country to West African to East Asian sounds, and they blend it together. I know. I really appreciate artists that do that, because as someone who likes to listen to different genres, I often notice similarities in the different cultures and how their sounds are.
Mm.
So to hear it all together as one, it's really enjoyable.
Yeah.
I think people will always find a connection when you listen to something different.
Well, it's understandable to have a favorite artist or band because you know what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
But to have an eclectic kind of band
yes.
that can kind of cover it all,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's got to be so special.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. So there's 18 different shows. We've highlighted four, but that's not by any stretch of the imagination,
no.
all of them. So give you this chance right now. Folks interested, whet their appetite, where should they go to learn more about what's actually on the schedule
mm-hmm.
and learn more about each performance?
Absolutely. So they're going to want to go to RestonCommunityCenter.com, and you're going to click on Things to Do. And there's going to be a drop down that says go to performances. And that also highlights not just our PTAS, but also highlight our community organizations that perform there as well. But that's where you can find out more information. See the full list, all the times, dates, and prices, and get your calendars out and make it happen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And main number for Reston Community Center, or is there a box office number that folks should call? How should we handle that?
Yes. So you can go to the main phone number, which is 703-476-4500, and then you can click 3 for the box office extension.
Okay. So that's pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
476-4500, and then just click 3 for the box office,
mm-hmm.
or restincommunitycenter.com, and then go to the PTAS.
Yes.
PTAS button.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Correct.
Amongst all the other performances.
Yes.
Okay.
Everything's happening.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think Reston Community Center is, among other things, kind of known for Martin Luther King, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. weekend.
Yes.
Tell me what y'all have planned there.
Yes. So this year we're going to have Dr. Eddie Glaub Jr. He is an author, a scholar, a political commentator. He's done so many great things. I've been listening to his commencement speeches for a few colleges recently just to kind of get my ear prepared and thinking about what I'm going to listen to. And I think he asks a lot of the right questions to make you think and question
right.
your own beliefs and kind of get you to sit there and say, is this what I want for me? And is this what I want to see going forward for the future that I'm creating?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Something to look forward to.
Yes. For sure. I definitely. I've been really enjoying it. And I realized I had one of his books in my house. And I was like, Caitlin, you know, read that. Yeah. So I need to go through and get my learning on. But when I've been reading some excerpts from one of his books, it's Begin Again by James Baldwin's America, and it's Urgent Lessons for Our Own.
Mm-hmm.
There's a quote that I really have been like kind of listening and meditating on. And he says, not everything is lost. Responsibility cannot be lost. It can only be abdicated. If one refuses abdication, one begins again. And I really, really resonate with that because I've been listening to, like I said, his commencement speech, and he kept saying to the students, fail better. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important for us all to kind of sit with because we all make mistakes, but you just keep trying to get better each time.
Yep.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Well, that is powerful. Local, national, regional, a lot of different flavors for wrestling communities, professional, touring artists, season. I'm sorry, I'm having such a hard time remembering that name. How do y'all mix all that together and get all these performers to be on the schedule?
Yeah, I think it's just we always want to give a diverse option because we have to honor those artists who are local because they have bred a beautiful scene. Like we have Aquia Ulrich who's coming. Her tone is sick. Every time I listen to her, I think about Whitney Houston and she's like, I listen to singers. I listen to real singers. And that's what I think when I listen to her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to give those the stage who, you know, who truly deserve it.
Yeah.
And also bringing other artists who we may not have heard of in Reston or within the state or in the country, really. Because our last season, we had Alash, who are Tuvan throat singers. And it was so interesting. I was like, I don't know if I'll ever get a chance to hear something like this again live.
Right.
So it's really an honor to be able to get those diverse sounds.
Yeah. You sound very up on all the performances. And
I try. Yeah, you know, you got to keep your ear to the ground. Who's new? Who's coming? Who's, you know, it's just a lot of great things happening. I enjoy.
All right. Well, you highlighted a few of the ones in the season coming up and you seem to know a lot about the schedule. So question, maybe stump you here.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's listening, family or just a single person.
Okay.
Looking for something maybe light and fun.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a specific performance or performances that you would recommend?
Absolutely. The first one.
I didn't catch you with that one.
Oh, no, you did. You got to be quicker than that next time. Yes, absolutely. I have a lot of nieces and nephews, so I'm always looking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But the one that pops in my mind first is Marooned, a space comedy. It's so great. I've been looking at some of their work. It's basically a puppet show in outer space.
Oh, wow.
And it's so, puppetry has always been really cool to me, but I never thought about how good of a medium that is to do with outer space because you can just make it look like it's floating and go into these other planets and the art that goes into that. I think that's something that it's easy for not only kids, but everyone to get kind of like, you know, enveloped in that world. So I think that will be very fun for the kids.
Okay.
And for everyone.
And I noticed women performances and women voices seem to be kind of, I don't want to say majority of the scheduled events, but highlighted during the season. Is that an intentional effort on y'all's part?
Sure. I think it's always intentional. Not even just for this season, but always. We're always trying to give the amplification of the voices who need to be heard, even if they are already. It's something that's important to always, you know, like I said previously, diversify what we're bringing. So everyone gets a point on their soapbox and we listen.
Okay. Mentioned the intimacy of the setting. If someone who's never attended a professional touring artist season series show, season show, how would you personally describe the experience at the newly renamed Lila Gordon Theater?
Mm-hmm. I would say it's so exciting. You know, it's really interesting to see all these different kinds of artists in an intimate space, whether they're known or not as well known, because I think there's something to be said about captivating an audience in a small size.
Mm-hmm.
I think we are so used to seeing big, grand things. Right. And we're like, oh my God, all the fireworks, all the fire, everything's shooting out. But what can you do with just like with this and give to us? So I really value that because it's like you are really doing this for me. It feels very personal. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I almost go into my backyard to go, let me go hear this professional concert. Right, and I'm right, like, right. Yeah, okay, cool. So I think it's a great experience that everyone should come enjoy.
All right. Don't have to carry your binoculars.
Okay? It's not a bad seat in the house. Exactly. All right. Exactly.
All right. A couple more questions and then mm-hmm. we'll kind of wrap it up and I'll let you give the contact information again.
Mm-hmm.
There's other ways for residents or volunteers to get involved as instead of just buying a ticket and mm-hmm. coming to the show. Talk to me a little bit about how folks can get involved with Reston Community Center and the arts there, et cetera.
Absolutely. So we always do surveys after every show, and I highly encourage you to like really tell us how you felt about what you saw and heard, and even go as far to say, who would you like to see come again? Would you like to see that hasn't been here? We really take that to heart because we want to, you know, please our community and take into heart what their desires are. So I highly recommend filling out the survey, talking to us, you know, say, what did you think? What did you love? What do you want to see more of?
Right.
Always.
So even though a performer's been there once before, that doesn't preclude them from coming back?
Not at all. We have Lunasa, who's a wonderful Irish band. They come often, and they always blow the house down. Because I'll tell you, every time I've worked a performance, I'm like hearing the claps every, like, through the walls. So, yeah.
All right. Well, it sounds like you're very passionate about your job and
a lot
of the performances that you got here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'll catch on this one or not, but what one performance are you most personally excited about?
Something that is kind of hard.
Yeah.
But you ain't gonna get me though.
Oh. So.
I am really excited to see Akuya Ulrich, who I mentioned earlier. Okay. I really love her voice. I was listening to her rendition of I Can't Stand the Rain by Ann Peebles.
Mm.
And the way she does it is just so funky. And I was like, ooh, I think she pushes a great boundary in her genre and is something that's fun for your ear to listen to. Cause it's like, you know, sometimes you get in the groove of a song, you know, what's going to happen next with her. I'm like, oh, what is she going to do this time?
Right.
Is it going to be this note? Is it going to be this chord? And I keep it on my toes. So I enjoy that. Yeah.
And, I look forward. That performance is when?
Akuya Ulrich is going to be, which I am so excited to hear. I wish she was coming multiple times. It's going to be January 18th at 3 p.m.
Yes, in 2026.
2026.
So
yes.
I know I told you we're wrapping up, but so if you want to attend that concert, you've got to buy a ticket like everybody else.
Absolutely.
Or are you just going to work the box office so you can hear it?
You know, I could do that, but you know, I could slide it that way, but I want to be an audience member.
Okay.
You know,
all
sometimes
right.
I want to go and just enjoy
and
just get wrapped up in the show and be like, oh, I'm a regular person in here today. And
okay.
I got to see a girl that did a wonderful job.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Tell us how we can get tickets, the deadlines or the opening dates that we can purchase tickets online and telephone number, et cetera.
Absolutely. So they're going to go on sale for Reston only August 1st. And that's going to be at our box office at RCC from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. And then they will be available online and for everyone else on August 8th at 9 a.m. And we'll be there and we'll be ready to get you. And if you need to give us a call, you can call us at 703-476-4500 and then hit 3 for the box office.
And RestonCommunityCenter.com is the web address.
Absolutely.
Okay. And I just want to make sure I double check. August 1st, tickets go on sale. It's box office only.
Correct.
It doesn't go online until August 8th.
That's correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good distinction point. Caitlin, this has been fun. I enjoyed it.
Thanks. I've had a good time too. Thanks for having me.
Enjoy your passion.
Thank you.
Caitlin Jones with us on the County Conversation Podcast. She is box office manager at Reston Community Center. Exciting performances looking forward to in the 2025-2026 professional touring artist season. A lot of good stuff there. So go to RestonCommunityCenter.com and check out the full schedule. If you want to hear more conversations with Fairfax County's finest, be sure to follow us on SoundCloud.com/Fairfax County, as well as our podcast webpage. That's FairfaxCounty.gov/podcast. The County Conversation is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.